KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes says opening up the season with a victory is big for every team, and that's why he was so pleased with the Cyclones' 38-23 victory over Tulsa.
You spend 8 months coaching and showing the team the things you need to do to be successful, and with that success, you gain credibility as a staff, and with that credibility, you gain confidence. With that confidence comes an attitude and a performance level on the practice field, which we had yesterday, and it was fun to see that energy out of our football team.
Well, the Cyclone offense displayed a balanced attack against Tulsa, and Rhodes says that may vary depending on the type of defense they face each week.
We don't go into a set game, you know, wanting to be 50-50 or anything like that. We want to take advantage of things. We want to be able to use our short passing game. We want to be able to take shots. But most importantly, we want to work to establish a running game. And I think we can do better than we did Saturday against Tulsa.
Rhodes says he's not focused on how Iowa looked in its opener against Northern Illinois. The Hawkeyes struggled on offense and needed a late touchdown to edge the Huskies 18-17.
And any time you can win a football game, you walk away pleased with the result. And with a victory comes confidence. It doesn't matter whether you won by 15 or you won by 1. There's a lot to teach off. There's a lot to learn coming off your opening game.
Rhodes expects the Hawkeyes to be much improved in this Saturday's game. Even with new coordinators Greg Davis on offense and Phil Parker on defense, Rhodes says there are more similarities than there are changes.
Phil was there. He's an outstanding football coach and knows the things that have played well for them over the years. And Coach Ferentz is awfully involved in their offensive football team. So I think there's more similarities than there are differences, but there certainly are wrinkles that we'll have to be prepared for, and some of those wrinkles we haven't seen yet.
Rhodes says the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry is one that has tremendous meaning, but it's also a healthy one. He grew up with a father who was a high school coach and says he remembers the hype surrounding the game even before he chose sides.
Truth be told, I went to more Drake Bulldog football games growing up than I did Iowa State or Iowa games. It was just so many places to choose from where you're going to watch this game because that's all everybody was doing. If they didn't have a ticket to it, they were at somebody's house or somebody's garage, and it was just always a big event. And to see it come back in my youth was a lot of fun.
Well, one guy who's not so thrilled about the choosing of sides is Iowa State linebacker A.J. Klein. He says he'd like to see less black and gold on the Iowa State campus. Klein says he sees too many of his fellow students wearing Iowa Hawkeye gear.
It's irritating. I mean, you should have pride in your school and where you go to school. I don't care if you go to out of state. If you have, like, for me, I'm from Wisconsin. I grew up a Wisconsin fan. It doesn't mean anything. I don't like Wisconsin. I'm an Iowa State Cyclone. And I always will be, and I'm always going to support my team in my school, my university. I think it's a little punch to the jaw if you're a student here, you don't support your own team.
Klein says he'd like to see all Iowa State students support the Cyclones.
People are hard-headed. I mean, we have hard-headed fans. They have hard-headed fans. I mean, they love their team, and I understand that. And it's a big rivalry game, and I understand that people support who they support, but I'd like to see our students wearing more of our gear.
Well, they probably will be this Saturday. Elsewhere in college football, the 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies showed some early season resilience, rallying to beat Georgia Tech 20-17 in the first overtime game in the history of Lane Stadium. Cody Jurnell kicked a 17-yard field goal in OT to win it. Georgia Tech got the ball first in overtime, but quarterback Tevin Washington threw an interception. Washington's 10-yard TD pass with 44 seconds left in regulation had given the Yellow Jackets a 17-14 lead, but Jurnell, who earlier missed from 38 yards, made a 41-yarder as time expired to force the overtime. Virginia Tech is the only FBS team to have won 10 or more games in each of the past 8 seasons, and the opening night victory gave the Hokies a leg up in the ACC's Coastal Division race. The Hokies and the Yellow Jackets are the only 2 teams from that division to have appeared in the league championship game. Virginia Tech 5 times, Georgia Tech twice. Michigan has lost starting cornerback Blake Countess because of a season-ending knee injury. The team says Countess tore an anterior cruciate ligament early in Saturday night's 41-14 loss to Alabama. Countess played in 12 games and started 6 last season as a freshman. Tyrann Mathieu's adoptive father says the former LSU star plans to enroll in classes at LSU, even though he cannot play football there this season. Tyrann Mathieu tells a local TV station in New Orleans that his son plans to enroll at the Baton Rouge campus today, which is the deadline for the fall semester. The younger Mathieu, who is known as Honey Badger, will be eligible for the 2013 NFL draft. The 2011 Heisman Trophy finalist was kicked off the team at LSU August 10th for failing drug tests. Northern Illinois has reassigned its offensive coordinator Mike Dunbar. That gives him time to focus on his fight with cancer. In NFL news, Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher returned to practice Monday for the first time since July 31st, hoping to play in Sunday's preseason opener. Coach Lovie Smith said the 8-time Pro Bowl player looked good, considering he had arthroscopic surgery to his left knee August 14th. Urlacher told a local TV station that he would play on Sunday. Jacksonville coach Mike Mularkey says he expects running back Maurice Jones-Drew to rotate in on third downs in Sunday's season opener at Minnesota. Mularkey says the NFL's rushing leader in 2011 will also get a series in place of starter Rashad Jennings. Jones-Drew ended a 38-day holdout Sunday without a new contract. Colts receiver Austin Colley has been cleared to practice and is expected to play in Sunday's season opener at Chicago. The announcement came a little more than 2 weeks after Colley was diagnosed with his third full-blown concussion in less than 22 months. Chargers running back Ryan Mathieu hopes he can play in the season opener after going through individual drills for the first time since breaking his collarbone August 9th. Mathieu caught passes and did other individual work. Mathieu will have to prove that he can take a hit before being able to suit up Monday night at Oakland. Bills quarterback Tyler Thigpen has accepted a $1 million pay cut to improve his chances of sticking with the team entering the new season. Thigpen will make a base salary of $1.5 million this season. It's the second year of a 3-year contract with Buffalo that he signed last summer. He's competing with recently acquired Tavares Jackson to be Ryan Fitzpatrick's backup. On the day before the NFL season kicks off, there are no talks scheduled between the league and the locked-out on-the-field officials. Both sides met for 3 days last week but did not reach an agreement to end the 3-month-old lockout. Replacement officials who work the preseason games will be officiating the first week of the season, beginning tomorrow night with the Cowboys at the Giants. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Los Angeles Angels swatted 3 home runs and ended Oakland's season-best 9-game winning streak with an 8-3 victory. C.J. Wilson outpitched fellow lefty Tommy Malone to win his 11th game and win back-to-back starts for the first time since June. Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore pulled within a game of New York in the American League East race as Joe Saunders and 3 relievers combined on a 3-hitter as the Orioles beat the Blue Jays 4-0 in Toronto. The Yankees dropped a 4-3 decision to Tampa Bay as Chris Jimenez snapped a 3-3 tie with a 2-out RBI single in the bottom of the 8th as the Rays are just 2.5 games out in the East. Yu Darvish retired the first 17 batters and Texas used the long ball to defeat Kansas City 8-4. The AL West leading Rangers hit 5 homers, including shots on consecutive pitches in the 6th inning by Adrian Beltre and Nelson Cruz. The Indians beat the Tigers 3-2 in the Motor City as Asdrubal Cabrera's tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the 7th inning lifted Cleveland to the victory. Detroit fell a game behind Chicago in the Central Division. The White Sox doubled up Minnesota 4-2 as Gordon Beckham hit his 13th homer and drove in 3 runs. Jason Vargas pitched 7 solid innings as Seattle sent Boston to its season-worst 7th straight loss, beating the sloppy Red Sox 4-1. In the National League, Marco Scudero hit an RBI single in the 10th inning after Buster Posey's tying double in the 9th, and the NL West-leading San Francisco Giants rallied to beat the Diamondbacks 9-8. The LA Dodgers remain 4.5 back of the Giants in the National League West, rallying to beat San Diego 4-3 in 11 innings. The Washington Nationals beat the visiting Chicago Cubs 2-1 to up their Major League-leading record to 82-52. They remain 6.5 games ahead of Atlanta in the National League East race. Ross Detweiler allowed 4 hits and 7 shutout innings to get the win, improving to 10-6. Meanwhile, the wildcard leading Braves beat the visiting Colorado Rockies 6-1 as Chris Medlin improves to 7-1 after striking out a season-high 12 batters in his second complete game of the season. Reds ace Johnny Cueto failed in his bid to become the first 18-game winner in the majors as Jimmy Rollins hit a 3-run homer off the righty in the Philadelphia Phillies' 4-2 victory over Central Division leader Cincinnati. Rookie Joe Kelly pitched 6 2/3 effective innings and also doubled, leading St. Louis to a 5-4 win over the Mets. Miami ended a 4-game skid, 7-3 over visiting Milwaukee, and Brett Wallace had 3 hits, including a 3-run homer, lifting Houston past Pittsburgh 5-1. Pacific Coast League baseball regular season got finished yesterday as Albuquerque beat Omaha 4-3. Iowa at New Orleans was canceled. That was due to Hurricane Isaac's effects down in the New Orleans area. In fact, that entire weekend series to close out the year was canceled. Pacific Coast League playoffs get underway now tomorrow as Omaha will be at home against Albuquerque in the semifinals. That's a best 3 out of 5 tournament. Rory McIlroy has won the Deutsche Bank Championship for his third PGA Tour title this year. McIlroy closed with a 4-under-67 and got away with a few mistakes to hold off Louis Oosthuizen by one shot on the TPC Boston course. Oosthuizen narrowly missed a 12-foot birdie putt in the final hole that would have forced a playoff as he closed with a 71. Tiger Woods made a charge on the front nine, though he never got closer than 3 shots until a birdie on his last hole for a 66. Left him 2 off the pace. Phil Mickelson finished 4th, 6 shots back. Woods went over the $100 million mark in PGA Tour earnings with his 3rd place finish, the first ever to do that. McIlroy went to number 1 in the FedEx Cup standings. 3-time champion Serena Williams waltzed into the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships with her first double bagel win in 62 career victories at Flushing Meadows. The 4th seed trounced her opponent 6-love and 6-love to earn a meeting with Anna Ivanovic. The 12th seeded Ivanovic topped her opponent yesterday 6-love and 6-4 and will be playing in her first Grand Slam quarterfinal since she won the 2008 French Open. Number 10 seed Sarah Errani upset 6-seeded Angelique Kerber 7-6 and 6-3, and she'll play in her 3rd Grand Slam quarterfinal this year. Serena and Venus Williams exited in the 3rd round of doubles at the U.S. Open, losing 6-1 and 6-4 to a Russian pair. In the men's draw, Olympic champ Andy Murray reached the quarterfinals at an 8th consecutive major tournament, beating 15th-seeded Milos Raonic 6-4, 6-4, and 6-2. American Marty Fish pulled out of his 4th-round match against top-ranked Roger Federer for precautionary health reasons. The 30-year-old missed about 2 months this season because of an accelerated heartbeat and had a medical procedure in May. In a statement, Fish says he was reluctant to withdraw but is following medical advice. Fish did not attend a post-match news conference following a tough 5-set victory in round 3. Organizers said at the time that he was getting treatment. The walkover puts Federer into his 34th consecutive Grand Slam quarterfinal. He'll face Thomas Berdych. The 6th seed defeated the 11th seeded Nicolas Almagro 7-6, 6-4, and 6-1 in Monday action. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.